the Township of McKellar, or the Township of McKellar Committee of Adjustment meeting of November 21st, 2023, called to order. Start with roll call.
Morley Hoskam.
Reg Moore.
Debbie Zula.
Mike Hakkinen.
Secretary Treasurer Carly Burton.
Chair David Moore. Resolution 23-39, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Mike Kekkonen, that the Committee of Adjustment meeting agenda is accepted as presented. Any discussion of those, the agenda? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Any disclosures of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none. We have resolution 23-40, moved by Debbie Zulak, second by Mike Kekkonen, that committee adjustment minutes from the November 7th, 2023 meeting are accepted as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Here for two applications this evening. First, on the agenda package 6.1 from Aaron Emmons, application number A/11/2023, and his proposed construction of an accessory building, which is a garage private, to exceed the permitted maximum height. And I'll read the resolution first and then we'll discuss it. Resolution 23-41, moved by Mike Kekkonen, second by Debbie Zulak, that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/11/2023 Emmons to permit relief of the maximum height for the construction of one accessory building, garage private, to exceed the maximum height of 5 meters in Schedule B to the Township of McKellar's Comprehensive Zoning Bylaw number 95-12 as amended. The maximum height is increased from 5 meters as regulated in Schedule B of Bylaw 95-12 as amended to 5.80 meters, granting 0.80 meters relief from the maximum height. All other applicable sections of Bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. And ask the Secretary Treasurer, first of all, any correspondence received on this application?
No correspondence or letters have been received.
Okay, I would ask then the applicant, if the applicant has any comments, or the agent, to speak to the application.
All I have is a standard presentation. If you'd like me to proceed, outside of that, it's pretty straightforward. I think, like you said, they purchased a specific boat that they'd like to store indoors, and the boat comes with a certain clearance, and that's why the original permit was issued in compliance with 5 meters, but this summer they purchased a vessel that they require a 120-inch clearance to access it into the garage space to store it indoors over the winter. So that's why they're asking for relief to increase the height.
Okay, thank you. Ask committee members if there are any particular questions, comments, or discussion, and then we'll go to the public if they have any. Greg?
So I went down and did a site visit yesterday, and the foundation's in, and I can't see where there's any way that it would, the extra height would obstruct anybody's view or anything like that from where it's located.
Okay, good. And we have the neighboring letters as well supporting it. So. Anybody else from the committee members? Anyone from the public wish to comment? Okay, well, we have the resolution. And I'll call a question then. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried. Just going through the procedures to sign the actual decision, so that'll just take a couple seconds.
Thank you.
Second.
Signatures.
I was thinking of signing twice on some of them, but wasn't sure if that would fly. Could try just to see if it was caught.
Thought you might have just forged next signature.
Okay, that's been carried and decision signed by everyone, so if you wish to stay for the second one, that's fine, but I think you're free to go.
Thank you very much for your time, members.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Second application, Ohad Slama, application A/12/2023, proposed construction of 6 rental cottages to exceed the maximum gross floor area of 100 square meters. That was in the zoning bylaw amendments as well. It was passed a while ago. We have resolution 23-42, moved by Reg Moore, second by Morley Haskam. The Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A/12/2023, Slama, to permit relief of the maximum gross floor area for the construction of 6 rental cottages to each exceed the maximum gross floor area. The maximum gross floor area for a rental cottage is increased from 100 square meters as regulated in bylaw number 2022-52, being a bylaw to amend the Township of McKellar's comprehensive zoning bylaw number 95-12 as amended to 150 square meters, having 50 square meters relief from the maximum gross floor area. All other applicable sections of bylaw 95-12 as amended are to be complied with. And ask the Secretary Treasurer if there's been any correspondence.
No correspondence or related letters have been received.
Okay, I'm going to ask the applicant then if you wish to comment. It's up to you. That's turned on.
Yeah, you don't have to use it now because nobody's on.
Okay.
You guys all know me, and you know my the plan that we passed in the end of 2022. Really, to be honest, I'm not looking to build anything bigger than I planned. But the thing is that we got an approval for 100 square meters. I wanted to build an A-frame building, which I'm not sure if it's very common in McKellar. When I did all the design with an architect, and then I went to a BCIN to do the foundations, everyone told me, and I even consulted with the planner that did my rezoning application, and they all said that you're only counting, in an A-frame you have a knee wall that basically blocks a very low area, which is considered by the building code as an attic area. Anything, the building code is very specific and explains that anything under a slope roof and behind the knee wall or a dwarf wall, how it's defined in the building code, is an attic area, and this, according to the McKellar bylaw, an attic area is excluded from the calculation of the gross floor area. That's how we did the plan. We calculated between one knee wall to the other. When we came here to submit the application, Chris, the CBO, is saying that he counts the entire footprint of the building. Although I have to say again that the McKellar bylaw has 3 definitions for floor area. There's a floor area, a ground floor area, and a gross floor area. Ground floor area speaks about the footprint of the building, but that's not what was approved to me when we did the rezoning. The rezoning specifically says gross floor area, and gross floor area doesn't speak about the footprint of the building. So really, either there is a problem with the interpretation of gross floor area, or there is a problem with how the bylaw is written. But I was forced into a corner that I need to ask in order not to go back in time and redo this entire building with an architect. I was forced to basically ask for leaf in this case, and for a bigger square meter, although really I'm looking to do the same building. And in order to avoid any future problems, I spoke to Colin and Chris, and we just said that we're going to do that for all buildings, because my plan, at least at this moment, is that in the future, if we're going to build more buildings, we're going to do it with the same plan, with the same A-frame. So we're going to face the same problem, and in order to avoid coming to you guys again, we just included all of them in the application.
Okay.
I'm making this story very short for you guys, but there was a lot of back and forth, but really, in the end of the day, that's what we need to do.
Okay, appreciate that. Committee members, any comments?
I'd just like to say that I've been through the bylaw thoroughly, and I agree exactly with what OHAD's saying. There definitely needs to be some work on the bylaw to make sure the definitions are more clear. It's almost as if in the three definitions that there's parts left out that should be included. I'd also like to say, now that the bylaw is coming up for review, that there needs to be more definitions in the bylaw. So like the definition of floor area specifically talks about an attic space, but there's no definition for an attic space. And there's no direction in the bylaw to direct you to a dictionary for to look what an attic space looks like. So if there's no definition there, or even if there is a lot more definitions included, there should be something in the bylaw that says if there is no definition, then you refer to such and such a dictionary, whatever edition or whatever.
Well, that makes sense to have a reference, because obviously you'd miss some definitions.
Yeah.
You couldn't get everything, so
yeah.
That makes sense.
And then there can't be any back and forth between the office and applicants and that, and what it means, because it's in the dictionary.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I was just curious, does that, the 150 meters, does that have to include the porch and the steps?
So
no?
Oh, yeah. So on that one also there was a debate, because the bylaw specifically says, again, when it's excluding the attic space, it also excludes any covered porch. It says any unenclosed porch would not be counted in the gross floor area, whether this unenclosed porch is either covered or not covered. But initially, Chris thought that it should be included in the gross floor area calculation, so the relief that I needed to come and ask was even bigger. But then after some back and forth, he went and he spoke to the township planner that we're working with, and the township planner agreed with me, and then this was excluded, but not the
Okay, so you'd have no problem with the 150 increase, so that your steps don't have to be included regarding of the slope or anything?
Yeah, it will be enough what we are asking. Right now, the calculation, according to Chris, is about just over 136 square meters, but we just ask for it a little bit more,
yeah.
You know, if there is any variations during the building. I would also say to what Reg was saying that if you're adding something to the bylaw, to me it's obvious that if there is no definition of attic space in the bylaw, and there is a definition for that in the Ontario Building Code, that's obvious that I should be going there. But I've been told that that's not that obvious, that I should not look in the Ontario Building Code for attic definition, because if it's not in the McCullough bylaw, then it's up for discussion, but it's not what's in the building code, and I just can't understand how that's possible.
Hmm. Greg, what do you think of that for a reference rather than a dictionary? Maybe they missed some things too, though.
Should put both in there, because the building code has very few definitions as well.
Right.
So I guess first what you would say is if there is no definition in the bylaw, then the first reference would be the building code, and then the second reference would be to the latest edition of whatever dictionary.
Yep,
yeah.
I agree.
The only other thing I want to bring up at this time, and it's not applicable directly to OHAD's application, it is and it isn't. The application asks in the section E for the total floor area, and there is no definition for total floor area, it's gross floor area.
I've changed that, so now it's updated on the website.
Oh, okay, good.
I noticed on the application as well, whether it was number 19, it's just a slip probably, about the septic. I don't think there was any box checked, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I got the right one.
Yeah.
Is it missing?
Yeah. Yeah, you missed it.
Yeah.
I think
it is a septic.
Yeah.
It's actually a brand new septic.
Are there questions from the committee members? From the public? Okay, everything stays as is, so I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, resolution 23-43, moved by Morty Haskam, seconded by Reg Moore, that the committee of adjustment is now adjourned. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned.